When I noticed Wally had blacked out beside me, I got even more worried. I drove as fast as I could to get to the hospital. Pulled into the parking lot, ran down to curbside to get a wheelchair. Blood was still gushing from Wally's head as I sat him in it. I got him inside as quickly as I could and took him straight to the receptionist. Please, you gotta help me. He needs a doctor.
Calm down, sir. I assure you, we'll get him to a doctor as quick as we're able. Can you tell me what happened?
Oh, it's my fault. It's all my fault. We were moving a bookcase and I lost my balance. He lost his and he smashed his head open against the wall. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
One moment. We need someone out here to get a patient to an available room, please. Thank you. Someone will be out in a minute.
Oh, thank you. It didn't take but a couple minutes for a nurse to show up and take us to an exam room. I gave her what information I could about Wally, and then she quickly took his vital signs. I couldn't help looking at the monitor at his blood pressure and pulse, and when I saw those numbers, I felt even worse. A couple minutes later, a doctor showed up. He wasted no time telling me he was going to run a few scans and that Wally would likely need surgery for the wound. I just told him to do whatever was necessary and do it fast. He assured me he would, and a nurse wheeled Wally out of the room and the doctor followed. Well, with Wally finally getting the attention he needed, I had to call Birch. I needed someone to talk to at this point. I just hope he wasn't in the middle of that performance. Oh, please, Birch, please pick up.
How's the moving going, Stan?
It's not, Birch. I just had to take Wally to the emergency room.
The hospital? What happened?
Well, we were moving one of the bookcases and I tripped over the rug. I caught my balance, but Wally didn't. Slammed his head into the wall really hard. I think he might have hit a nail.
Oh, no.
Well, he was still conscious, but then I noticed the back of his head bleeding like crazy. So I took him straight to the ER. He tried to resist, but he had no idea how badly he was hurt. I mean, he blacked out on the way, for Pete's sake. The doc just took him back. He's going to need stitches at the least and maybe neck damage. Oh, God, Birch, I feel just terrible right now. I mean, if I'd only been a little more careful, none of this would have ever happened.
Stan, calm down. You got him to a doctor quickly. That's what's important.
Well, that doesn't make me feel any better. He wouldn't even be here if it weren't for me. I mean, God only knows what they'll have to do to him.
And whatever they have to do, they will fix the issue. Getting worked up isn't going to help you or Wally. Calm down.
Oh, come on, Birch. You and I both know you'd be just as upset if you caused it.
That's beside the point. Wally's there, which is the best thing for him right now. You're really lucky you called when you did. You caught me on my performance break. I'm about halfway done. If it will help, I'll come by the hospital as soon as I'm done.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that a lot, Birch. Thanks. I need the company right now.
I'll head right there as soon as I finish. Breathe, Stan. Wally will be fine.
How can you be so sure?
Because we both know how strong-willed he is. He's been through a lot, and he's never given up hope that things would work out. You need to trust that they will as well. Accidents aside, you've done everything you needed to do to ensure Wally was taken care of quickly.
Yeah, I guess so, but honestly, I'm sorry, Birch. I just got a bad feeling about this whole thing. I just can't shake it.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I'm seeing bad times today. So don't go around tonight, cause it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing, and I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing, and I hear the voice of rage and roar. Oh, don't go around tonight, cause it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. All right. I hope you got your things together. I hope you are quite prepared to die. Cause it looks like we're in for nasty weather. And one eye gets taken for an eye. Oh, don't go around tonight, cause it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Oh, don't come around tonight, well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon